Good morning.
大家早上好。
What a blessing it is to be able to hear our sisters, our dear sisters' testimony.
听到我们腓尼斯的姐妹的见证，真是一个很大的祝福。
And really, it is the grace of God for the message I will share with you is in a way very connected to what we just heard.
的确也是神的恩典。我今天要跟大家分享的信息也是和Felicity 她的分享有关系。
And we are still in the letter, the first letter to the Thessalonians.
我们还在学习帖撒罗尼迦前书。
What I'm going to do is to skip the scripture reading because many of the important passages or verses I will touch uponDoing my sermon.
所以我们今天会跳过读这些经文，因为今天在我讲道的过程中会谈到这些经文。
And the title of my message this morning is the heart of a pastor.
今天我讲到的主题是说一个牧养的心肠。
I hope you read fast.
希望你能够
Hopefully you all have your Bibles and have your Bibles open to.Chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians.
我希望你们手中有圣经，而且把圣经翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians was one of the earlier, if not the earliest, letter of Paul in the New Testament.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗比较早，如果不是最早的书信的话。
And you remember that he was in Asia. This is on his second missionary journey.
如果你们记得他在亚洲的时候去宣教的第二次旅行。
And in Acts chapter 16, we read that in the evening at night, a vision from God came to him, a man from Macedonia in Europe.
所以在使徒行传十六章在晚上的时候，保罗有了这个异象。
And the man begged to Paul, come over to Macedonia and help us.
这个马其顿人就是祈求保罗说，请你们来到这个马其顿来帮助我们。
And because Paul followed that vision, the entire history of our church was changed.
因为保罗跟随了这个意向，所以我们这个教会的整个的历史得以改变。
Paul set foot in Europe, in Macedonia, and established three churches there.
保罗曾经来到马其顿来建立了三个教会。
At Philippi, at Thessalonica, and at Berea.
腓尼比、帖撒罗尼迦和比尼亚。
And we feel that Paul had a very special close relationship with these first churches that he established in Europe.
我们觉得保罗和他就是早期建立的教会有非常亲密和亲热的关系。
And we know that from last week that the church there at Thessalonica had a very rough beginning.
实际上在帖撒罗尼迦教会在刚开始的时候也很艰难。
In Acts 17, we saw that Paul and his co-workers were branded as troublemakers.
所以在使徒行传十七章里面，我们看到保罗和他的同工们。被当作这些制造麻烦的人来看待。
And many, some of the Jews became very angry because many people converted to Christianity.
有些犹太人对他们的非常的不满意，是因为有很多犹太人信主。
And so for their own safety, Paul and Silas were sent away to Berea in the middle of the night.
所以为了他们安全的缘故，就保罗和希拉。就在半夜的时候被差遣到这个比尼亚。
And a few months after he left Thessalonica, Paul wrote this letter to the church from Corinth, which is in the other part of Greece called Achaia in the south.
所以在保罗匆忙离开帖撒罗尼迦几个月之后，保罗就写了这封书信写给这个帖撒罗尼迦前书，当然他人在南部亚盖亚的这个哥林多。
And perhaps if you remember the sermons we've just heard from the second chapter of 1 Thessalonians, you will see Paul writing with the heart of a parent, of a mother, of a father.
可能你还记得，就是讲到在帖撒罗尼前书第二章的时候，保罗写给他们书信的时候，是一个父亲、一个母亲这样的声调来跟他们写信。
But in chapter 3, Paul opened his heart, the heart of a pastor.
在第三章的时候，保罗这个时候打开他的心扉，是作为一个牧者的心肠来给他们写信。
And his heart for the brothers and sisters of that church consists of three elements.
他这样一个牧者的心肠在三个方面体现出来。
He was concerned about the church.
他对他们教会的关怀。
But he also took joy in learning how the church grew.
当得知他们教会在成长的时候，他有何等的喜乐。
And finally, he prayed for the brothers and sisters in that church.
那最后也为教会的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And over again, Paul expressed how much he wanted to be with the church in person.
保罗也一直的表达这样的想法，就是说他多么的想念那么当地的这些教会。
For reasons that he didn't explain, he was unable to do so.
但是就是出于他没有解释的原因，他一直不能够去到访当地的教会。
He missed having fellowship with the people.
他想念和他们的团契和交通。
He wanted to be there to teach God's truth and strengthen their faith.
他想去到那里来教导他们神的真理的道，也坚固他们的信心。
The heart of a true pastor, the shepherd, is always looking out for the good of the people that God has entrusted in him.
那这里一个真正牧者的心肠是说那怎么来对待神交托给他的会众？是说一直不停地看为着他们的利益来看顾他们。
You remember after Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
你们记得耶稣基督从死里复活以后
？He spent 40 days with the disciples.
他和他的门徒同住40天。
One of the most beautiful picture for me is Jesus making breakfast.For his disciples on the by the Sea of Galilee.
这里面有一个就是最美的画面之一，就是说主耶稣基督亲自的为这些门徒他们来做准备早餐。
And there was Simon Peter, the fisherman.
在那里西门彼得。
And Jesus asked Simon, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?"
在这里主耶稣问西门彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And three times Peter answered, "You know that I love you."
彼得三次都回答说，你知道我是爱你的。
And that's when Jesus called Peter to be a pastor, a shepherd.
是在这里主耶稣就是叫彼得说你要成为一个牧者。
Feed my lambs.
喂养我的羊。
Paul knew that the Christians in Thessalonica would experience persecution.
保罗知道在帖撒罗尼迦的这些信徒们会经历这些迫害。
And he knew that for these new Christians, the persecution would only intensify if they were to remain faithful.
他也知道这些迫害会一直会越来越严厉，这样他们特别是说他们能够持守信仰的话。
You know, Paul may have been in that church for just a few months.
保罗可能只在那里待了几个月。
There wasn't enough time to turn the new believers into disciples. And what was Paul's main concern?
那保罗可能没有足够的时间把这些初信徒造就成门徒。那保罗主要的关注是什么呢？
He said, "For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith." He sent Timothy there. "I was afraid that in some way the tempter, Satan, had tempted you and that our labors might have been in vain."
保德说为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，但实际上送了差遣了提摩太去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
When we start reading into the letters of Paul to the churches in Macedonia, Thessalonians, Philippians, we'll find that there was no warning to them about against the temptation of wealth, or the reminder that they should be generous. They did all of that.
当我们读到保罗就是写给这个马其顿的书信的时候，像帖撒罗尼迦和腓立比，在这些书信之中，实际上保罗没有警告他们说对于这个财富的诱惑，或者说这些富足的弟兄姐妹去照顾穷人，没有这样的警告。
And if you study history, you know that the great king, Alexander the Great, was a Macedonian.
如果你们知道这个历史的话，这个亚历山大大帝是来自于马其顿。
So the Macedonians were a very proud people.
所以马其顿人他们非常的自豪。
They don't like to back down to anything.
他们不喜欢就是屈服，不喜欢让步。
Maybe like some of us.
可能像我们之中的一些人一样。
But they were also a very kind and generous people.
他们也当然也是很良善，也是很慷慨的一些人。
What Paul was concerned about was that in the midst of persecution, the Christians will fall away from Christ.
当然，这里保罗关注的是说，他们在面临迫害的时候，他们会在信仰上会退步。
The kind of persecution that we here can only imagine.
在这样的迫害是我们真的有时候是很难想象。
But we know that Christians today in many parts of the world are suffering such persecution.
当然我们知道在现今的世界，在世界上各个地方，基督徒也同样在遭受迫害。
And what about us?
那我们呢？
What causes us here in relative peace to not follow Jesus?
那什么让我们在这个相对比较和平的环境，让我们不再跟随耶稣基督呢？
The word in Greek for trials is the same as the word for temptation.
在希腊话里面，这个试探，它的这个字同样的意思也有试炼。
You know, even though we may not be suffering like the Thessalonians, but we are still under temptation.
即使我们没有像帖撒罗尼迦人那样面临迫害，但是我们也我们肯定是在面临这个试探。
And really, that's First John. I left out the first. Okay.
在约翰一书里面
，Elder John summarized.What are those temptations of the world?
在这里，这个长老约翰把这些我们面临的试探总结出来。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of light.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和精神的骄傲。
All you have to do is open your eyes and listen to the media.Read the newspapers to find examples of each one of these.
所以在这里你要做的是说，只是睁开你的眼睛，通过这些媒体，通过这些报纸，你能够看见这些事情。
You want to think about pride of life?
你们想想今天的骄傲。
You look at first yourself.
所以首先看看你自己。
But also examples.And even our politicians.
当然也这些政治家也是这样的例子。
And how else can we be tempted to forsake to not follow Jesus?
那还有别什么样别的试探让我们能够不再跟随耶稣基督呢
You know, Christianity, my brothers and sisters, is often, if not always, counter-culture.
那你们知道这个我们基督的信仰，如果不是总是这样，但是大多数时候都是和我们当今的文化是相对应的，是相反的。
For our standard is not of moral conduct, it's not of the world, but based on the word of God.
那是因为我们道德行为的规范的标准，是基于神的话语。
Last week, Brother Steve said something which is very true.
上一个礼拜，Steve 弟兄讲了一句我觉得很正确的话。
He said that Christians are not hated by what we do. Christians are not hated by what we do.
他说我们基督徒被人恨恶不是因为我们所做的事情。
We can do all kinds of good works, and we should.
我们可以做各样的善事。
But as Steve said, Christians are hated by what we believe.
Steve 弟兄说，我们被人恨恶是因为我们所信仰的。
For example,
比如说。
I believe that life begins at conception.
譬如说，我们相信这个生命起始于这个受孕。
For example, we believe that marriage is to be between a man and a woman.
比如说婚姻是在于一个男人和一个女人。
Those beliefs are not popular with many people.
这样的信仰实际上在当今的社会，并不流行。
How are we tempted?
那我们怎么来，怎么会，受试探呢？
For fear of criticism, for fear of being laughed at, some of us keep our faith silent.
因为我们担心，这些嘲笑，担心，这些批评，所以我们在我们的信仰面前保持沉默。
Sister Phyllis, is it Phyllis? Okay.
Phyllis 姐妹。
Her testimony reminded me of this picture.
她的见证也让我想起这个照片。
This is a very special church, my brothers and sisters.
我们这里是一个非常特别的教会。
In another 2 weeks, the day after Father's Day, there will be another commencement ceremony at the University of Oregon.
所以在两个礼拜以后的这个父亲节，在 UO 有一个新的这个毕业典礼。
And for this church,The commencement has always been a time of celebration and as well as a time of sadness.
对我们教会来说，当这个毕业典礼的时候，总是一个值得庆贺的时候，也是让我们难过的时候。
We celebrate because some of our students will be getting their degrees, will be gettinggraduated.
我们庆贺为他们庆贺，是因为这些学生马上要毕业，要拿到他们的学位。
We feel sadness because the same students will be leaving us to open a new chapter in their lives.
我们感到难过，是因为这些学生会离开我们，会开始他们生命中一个新的篇章。
Too many times we see new believers living this friendly environment of our church and begin to fall away from Jesus in their new home.
可能我们经常会看见这些基督徒在离开我们这个一个有爱的教会环境之后，离开了他的信仰。
But we thank God that there are leaders in this church.Who understand the importance of equipping the new believers before they are sent out.
所以在这里我们感谢我们的神，我们教会有这样的领袖，他们能够理解这些装备，这些初信之信徒的重要性，所以在他们被差派去之前，一直在装备他们。
So Paul's concern was that the Christians in Thessalonica can stand firm in the midst of suffering of trials.
所以在这里就是保罗所关注的，就是说在帖撒罗尼迦他们这些信徒们在忍受迫害之时，能够持守他们的信仰。
But Paul also expressed joy in this chapter.
在同时，保罗在这里面也有喜乐。
You know, anyone who has served in a shepherding role, or you know, even as a parent for that matter, a mom and a dad, knows that in that the responsibilities could be very emotionally draining.
所以在这里面任何做个在这个做个牧养角色的人，或者说这个父母，都知道这样的情况就是很是让人耗神的。
Like a mom, you know, worrying about the child that's away in college, Paul worried about these new believers.
就像妈妈们担心他们孩子离开家去上大学，保罗这里也担心帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们。
We could sense the worry, the anxiety in the tone of that letter.
我们所以说在这封信里面也能够体会到保罗他的担心，他的焦虑。
But thank God, Timothy came back with some, you know, good news from the church.
真的是感谢神，提摩太带回了这些有关于这个教会的消息。
No, he told Paul that about the faith and love of the church.
提摩太告诉了这个保罗关于这个教会的信心和爱。
And that the people there had good memories of Paul.
在那里人对保罗他们都有非常好的印象。
Only not does Paul want to see them, they also want to see Paul as well.
不仅仅是保罗想念他们，他们也很想再见到保罗。
This good news that Timothy brought to Paul, the word for good news, is the same word for the good news of the gospel.
所以在这里提摩太带回来的这个好消息这个字，同时也是这个福音这个意思。
Paul said, this is what I live for, what I long to see, this is what brings me joy.
保罗这里说这个福音，这也是我为此而活，我也是也是渴望见到这个听到这些好消息。
No, there are some times that I get to go to China or Taiwan and visit our former students there.
有时候我经常出去到台湾，到中国去看那些从我们这里出去的学生。
And I would be invited to have meals, dinner that I can only dream about here.
所以我也经常接受的邀请，和他们一起去共进晚餐，所以这些也是我在这里才能够梦想到的。
With an exception, you know, I could go to Irene's kitchen. She's here, so I have to be careful. That, no, and I don't want that to stop. If I go visit you in Shanghai or Wenzhou, you know, take me to the best restaurant in town.
当然我也不希望我就是去拜访你们的时候，不管是上海还是温州，我希望你们不要停止来邀请我去吃一顿大餐。
But yet, like Paul, what brings the most joy to a pastor would be to see Christians standing firm in faith.
当然就像保罗一样，什么情况能够给牧师带来最大的喜乐呢？那就是说看见这些信徒们在信仰上能够站立得稳。
And they are serving in a loving community and growing more and more like Christ.
当然是在这一个充满爱心的这个社区里面那个服事，来生命上能够成长，能够越来越像耶稣。
Actually, Paul called the church in Thessalonica as a model church.
当然保罗实际上称呼这个帖撒罗尼迦教会是一个模范的教会。
It's a model church because even in very severe suffering, they have joy in their hearts.
他们是一个模范的教会，是因为他们在严重的迫害之中，他们仍然还有喜乐。
It's very important that the trials that came to that church did not divide the brothers and sisters.
在这里很重要的时候，这个迫害临到这些基督徒中，也没有来造成他们的分裂。
Instead, in the middle of the trials, they became closer and closer together.
在患难之中，他们反而变得越来越亲密。
And they grow in their faith and love for one another and for God.
他们在信仰上能够成长，他们在更多的有彼此相爱。
Paul was happy because he knows Jesus was happy.
在这里保罗很高兴，因为他知道耶稣基督也会有他们为这帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹高兴。
And you know, think Paul. Focus in life never changed. It's always not about him, but about Christ.
在这里保罗生活的中心没有改变，不是关于他自己，因为他的中心是耶稣。
And years later, when he was himself in prison, he wrote, "He, Christ, is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that he may present everyone." Fully mature in Christ, and that was his mission.
所以在多年之后，保罗在监狱里面写信，讲到说他的这个中心就是说是要传扬他，用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Now, what he wanted for the Thessalonican Christians is more love, more faith, more hope.
在这里保罗想，帖撒罗尼迦教会弟兄姐妹们的，就是要有更多的爱，更多的信心，更大的盼望。But
there's another reason why Paul wanted to see face to face the brothers and sisters there.
在这里还有另外一个原因，保罗就想想念帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹们。From
Thessalonica, he went to Athens to the south.
他从帖撒罗尼迦来到南边的雅典。You
will not find Paul's letter to the church at Athens in the Bible.
在圣经里你找不到这个他写给雅典的。Because
Athens was a place of disappointment.
在雅典，保罗有很多的这个失望。
When he preached the resurrected Christ, only a few people came to believe.
当他传讲耶稣的时候，只有很少的人来信主了。And
yeah, pastors Paul can be disappointed.
在这里，保罗牧师也会有失望的时候。And
how encouraging would it be for Paul to be with the people who remained faithful in their suffering?
在这里对保罗来讲是一个很大的劝勉，就是说，这些信徒们能够持守他们的信仰。And
who had gave up on their idols and put their hope on the risen Christ.
在这里这些基督徒们也抛弃了他们的偶像，把他们的盼望放在复活的耶稣身上。So
Paul was concerned about the faith being firm in the middle of trials.
保罗关注他们在患难之中能够持守他们的信仰。
And Paul was joyful in hearing from Timothy how that church continued to grow in love and faith and hope in the middle of those trials.
提摩太带来的好消息是说，这个帖撒罗尼迦教会他们在患难之中能够还有这个信望爱，保罗就为此喜乐。
And then Paul prays for the church.
那这样的保罗也就为他们祷告。Even
if Satan can put up roadblocks to prevent Paul to visit there, he cannot stop Paul from praying.
即使这个撒旦 把绊脚石放在保罗的前面，阻止他来到这个帖撒罗尼迦家，但是他不能够停止保罗为他们祷告。
No matter situation you are in, Satan cannot stop you from praying.
不管这个我们的情况怎么样，但是撒旦是不能够制止我阻止我们祷告。
And Paul said in the beginning of that letter, you know, we remember you, you know, the work that you produce by your faith.By your love and your endurance in hope.
在这个信的开头，保罗讲到说，他纪念他们用爱心所受的劳苦，因信心所做的功夫，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
That church was how God answered Paul's prayer.
那这个教会的建立，实际上就是神对保罗祷告的回应。
Sometimes suffering gets so intense.The question is asked, when will the suffering end? When will Jesus come back?
有时候这个迫害是如此的严厉，人们就是说禁不住会问，这个迫害什么时候会停止呢？耶稣基督什么时候会再来呢？
And as far as we know, Christians there in Thessalonica, some may have died because of the persecution.
所以据我们所知，在迫害的时候，有些信徒也是为主殉道了。
But Paul did not pray that God would relieve them of the suffering, although that would be a good thing to pray about.
尽管这个看起来是很合适的，但是保罗也没有祷告说让他们这个脱离这样的患难和迫害。
Instead, he prayed that they would love one another even more, and very important, that the same love.For one another will spill out. It will be so huge that it spills out of the church and into loving all the people around that community.
保罗在这里祷告说，让他们这个彼此相爱。不仅仅是在教会的弟兄姐妹彼此相爱，这样的爱心也能够流出到整个社区，流出到这个教会之外的社区。
We are to love even those who may be against us.
我们就是即使对那些敌对我们的人，我们也要爱他们。
Because that's the kind of love that Christ has for us.
这就是耶稣基督对我们这样的爱。
And at the Last Supper, Jesus prayed for the disciples that they may be one.Maybe in unity. And by that, the world will know that the Father has sent Jesus.
在最后的晚餐的时候，主耶稣为他们祷告说，让他们能有一个合而为一的心。如果他们有这个合而为的心，让这个世人就知道是天父差遣的耶稣基督。
Will you and I be ready when Jesus comes back? And he will.
那到我们主再来的时候，你和我准备好了吗？
A few years ago, a young man came and asked me, Pastor Ricky, he asked, what does it take to be a pastor?
在很多年，实际上就是几年前，有一个年轻人来到我的面前来问我说，要怎么样才能变成一个牧师呢？
After a short pause, I answered three things: humility, patience, and be a good listener.
停顿了一下，我回答说有三件事情，就是谦卑、忍耐和一个好的倾听者。
Humility, patience, and be a good listener.
谦卑、忍耐和一个好的倾听者。
There are many other answers that I could have given that would be correct.
可能他还有很多别的答案我可以给出来。尽管这些答案也是对的。
But sometime later, when I think back, why did I say those three things?
但是过后我在想啊，为什么我会说这三样啊东西呢？
And then I thought perhaps subconsciously I know that I need more of those three to be more patient, to be more humble, to be a better listener.
后来我想的话，可能潜意识里面我知道我自己需要更多的这些，就是这三样东西，就是谦卑，怎么成为一个好的这个倾听者。
Do you have the heart of a pastor like Paul?
那你有这个像保罗这样一个牧者的心肠吗？
Are you concerned about the faith of those under your care?
那你这个关注在你照顾的这些人他们的信仰吗？
Do you take joy in knowing that they are growing in love and in faith?
当你知道他们在成长，在爱心和信心上成长的时候，你是不是一样为他们喜乐？
Such a heart can only be formed when we are connected heart to heart with Christ. It's all about the relationship that we have with the great shepherd.
所以只有当我们的连与主耶稣让我们的心思能够与我们这个大牧人能够相连的时候，我们才会有这样的一个心肠。
In 1 Peter,
在彼得前书，
He will be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain.But eager to serve.
他写到，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是。
I'm sorry. Okay. You know, we can serve with faith and love only if our hope is anchored in Christ.
我们。我们能够我们能够服侍，是因为我们的盼望植根于我们的主耶稣。
And the word and the power of the Holy Spirit is what guarantees that hope.
那圣灵的这个话语和圣灵的大能，就是那个盼望的保证。
And with that guarantee, we can even have joy in the middle.Of suffering.
有着这样的保证，我们所以才在患难之中能够有喜乐。
That's what Hebrews said, you know, that Christ had that joy even though he was facing the cross.
所以主耶稣也是在面对十字架的时候他还是有喜乐。
Yes, he died, but yet he was risen again.And now sits at the right hand of the throne of God.
那是的，他为我们死了，但他从死里复活，能坐在神宝座的右边。
This is a very interesting sentence by Charles Spurgeon, which you and I could spend hours analyzing and studying. He said, a very famous pastor in America.Faith goes up the stairs that love has built and looks out the windows which hope has opened.
这个斯伯真是一个美国很有名的牧师，他就讲了一句这个很好的话，我也花了很多时间的来思想。他说这个信心走上了爱心所建造的楼梯，从盼望所打开的窗户往外看。
Actually, for me,It reminded me when I was a young person in Hong Kong and have to learn to recite some of those poems from the Tang Dynasty, the 300 poems. Do you have to do that still? I don't know.
所以这也提醒我小时候在香港的时候读书的时候要背诵那些那些唐诗三百首。
I'm going to give Wen Jun a test.
他会给文君一个考试。
When I saw the staircase going up, you know what poem it reminded me of?
当我们看到这个楼梯往上走的时候，让我们想起什么样的诗呢？
白日依山尽，黄河入海流，欲穷千里目。What do you do? 更上一层楼。
这个白日依山尽这首诗，我想大家都知道。
For me, it sounds very in Cantonese because that's how I learned it.
对我来讲，当时这个是广东话的。
You may have your own crazy picture of you know what that means to you, but that's what it meant to me when I read that sentence.
可能对你来说，你看到这幅画让你想起别的东西，但是对我来说，就真的是想起这首诗。
So every time I have a chance to walk up some stairs into an open window, I think of Christ.You know, love, you know, faith, and his hope.
所以很多时候当我就是走上楼梯打开窗户的时候，就让我想起主耶稣对我们的爱，让我们的信对我们的信心。
And hope, which was what helped to keep the church together in Thessalonica, that hope is the steadfast.Love of God, and God will never let you go. That's the hope.
所以这样的盼望，这个盼望是把帖撒罗尼迦的这些弟兄姐妹们凝聚在一起。这样的盼望是因为来自于神的一个坚定的爱。
And this morning, we are coming together to share the Lord's Supper.
今天早上我们来一起来分享主的圣餐。
And before we do that, I'm going to invite the worship team to come up and lead us in singing a response hymn. This hymn probably only Steve and I sing anymore because it's an old... It was when we were young Christians, a hymn that we are so moved by, okay?
所以在圣餐之前，我邀请这个敬拜小组一起来唱这个回应诗歌。